1-800-246-7551. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code USA.
A day after making a speech in which he bashes President Trump while announcing he's not seeking re-election, Senate Republican Jeff Flake is out making the rounds on the morning talk shows, including NBC's Today Show, where he says other lawmakers have a responsibility to speak up and speak out against the president's, quote, reckless behavior. However, Flake stops short of calling for the president's removal from office.
Impeachment, high crimes and misdemeanors, I don't think that that applies, nor do I think that Article 25 that's been talked about for the cabinet to force the president out. I don't think that that is the right way to go. But I do think that elected officials have responsibility to stand up.
Two men are dead after a shooting at Grambling State University in Louisiana early today. It started with a dorm room altercation and then led to a shooting outside the building. The victims were both 23 years old. The shooter remains on the loose. This is USA Radio News.
Franklin Graham calls it a must-see.
Don't you dare tell me about the love and the compassion of your so-called God.
Mike Huckabee calls it a giant step forward for the faith-based genre.
Do you believe that God hears?
God always answers prayer.
Jerry Falwell Jr. says Let There Be Light offers forgiveness and hope when it's needed most. Kevin Sorbo and Sean Hannity present the most anticipated Christian movie of the year. Let There Be Light. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13 in theaters October 27. Find a theater at lettherebelightmovie.com.
The Atlantic hurricane season is winding down, but it may have yet another storm up its sleeve. The National Weather Service saying a Caribbean disturbance near Nicaragua has a 50% chance of developing into what would be Tropical Storm Philippe over the next 5 days. So far, the disturbance is a broad low-pressure area of just disorganized showers and thunderstorms. Forecasters say it's expected to move northward slowly through the end of this week. An environmental group is making a last-ditch effort to stop oil drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. Wilderness Society spokesman Drew McConville says oil drilling would put a critical environmental resource at too much risk.
We'd be talking about a massive infrastructure as well as risks of spills and toxic substances and other impacts on this fragile ecosystem.
Money for the drilling is now in a federal budget plan that awaits a vote in Congress later this week or perhaps next week. Meanwhile, the Trump administration is planning the biggest sale of offshore oil and gas leases in U.S. history, saying yesterday it will sell leases for about 77 million acres in the Gulf of Mexico for oil and gas exploration. The sale is scheduled for areas on the Gulf's outer continental shelf. And the Dodgers took Game 1 of the 2017 World Series, beating the Astros 3-1, and the Dodgers will host Game 2 of the Best of 7 later today. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Well, good afternoon. Today the weather is currently 65 degrees, and the forecast will be mostly sunny today with a high near 67. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low of 42. Thursday, tomorrow, a chance of showers mainly between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. It'll be partly sunny otherwise with a high near 60. Thursday night, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming clear. Friday night, patchy fog before 10 a.m., and then reaching a high of 63. On Friday night, mostly clear with a low of 44. Saturday is sunny with a high near 69, and a chance of rain will start after 3 a.m. on Saturday night. With rain likely on Sunday, beginning mainly after 9 a.m. Chance of rain, 80% on Sunday. So it is currently 12:06.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host, and coming to you live from the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offices on Main Street in Flemington. Well, today I've decided to, and sometimes I change my topic last minute, and this was one of them, but today I decided to talk about adult children of alcoholics and or dysfunction. So adult children, I know that we hear that sometimes. Sometimes clients have never heard it, but there are times that people have, oh yeah, I've heard of that. It really means that we've grown up in families with one or both of our parents being an addict. Originally, we talked about alcoholism. But it could be any addiction. It could be a parent who is addicted to drugs, prescription drugs, especially now with the opiate epidemic that we've got going on. Of course, alcoholism, gambling, sex addiction, shopping addiction, hoarding, gambling, workaholism, an eating disorder, depression, anxiety. A personality disorder, physical sickness like diabetes. All of these things contribute to growing up in a family with some dysfunction. Now, the thing that's really interesting about this is that many, many times people don't recognize the dysfunction. I'm an adult. I've got issues. I'm in counseling. As we begin to explore a client's past, we often find that there has been dysfunction in the home growing up. Now, this dysfunction is not intentional. You have to be a pretty sick person to intentionally create dysfunction for your children. It's like saying somebody specifically got married to someone to divorce them. I think that's an extremely rare case. I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but it's pretty rare. And you're going to say to me, but don't we all have dysfunctional families? Well, yes, as a matter of fact, in some ways we do. And I say that because I don't know about you, but as far as I know and I remember, my parents happened to be human beings. And human beings are, nature of human beings, flawed. Did my parents do the best they could with what they knew? Yes. Now, sometimes someone will say, yes, my parent knew better and did it anyway. Did your parents have the coping skills, the best coping skills to be a parent, the best education to be a parent? Were there health issues, psychological issues, addiction issues? With all of that, poverty issues, with all of that, yes, chances are your parents still did the best they could. Was it that mom or dad favored one and left the others of us hanging? That's possible. Would I then say, well, then they didn't do the best they could? I can't say that. I wasn't there. Chances are, they probably did. The brain is a very interesting organ. It doesn't always see what it's doing. Sometimes it can be related to denial, repression, projection. If you're interested in some of those defense mechanisms, you could go back, and I did a show on that a number of weeks ago. But I think all in all, most people, probably 99.9%, do the best they can. It's not their intention to screw up their children. And it happens. So a little history of adult children of alcoholics, because I'm going to still call it that, or just adult children of dysfunction. So I'm going to go back and forth between the two things. This concept actually came about in the early to mid 80s, when therapists were beginning to notice that there were, I'm going to use the word, symptoms that seemed to be similar amongst people who grew up in dysfunctional families, especially severely dysfunctional families. And one of the things that ended up happening is there was an offshoot. Okay, so we have AA, which is Alcoholics Anonymous, and then we have Al-Anon, which is for spouses and family members of alcoholics. And from Al-Anon, we then have a spin-off, so it's part of Al-Anon, which is adult children of alcoholics. So that means that there is actually a 12-step program, just like AA, just like Al-Anon, same 12 steps, based on and for adult children of alcoholics or adult children of addicts of any sort. Or I'm going to say adult children of codependence and any other kind of dysfunction. So the adult children of alcoholics, okay, or the adult child is a term that used to describe adults who grew up in any type of dysfunctional home and who exhibit traits as related to the past because of either abuse or neglect. So it includes, okay, ACOA or ACA includes adults raised in homes even without the presence of alcohol or drugs. Generally speaking, people who grow up in dysfunctional families have, I'm going to use the word symptoms or trademarks, I'm going to even use that, symptoms or seams running through their lives where they deal with abuse of some sort, shame, abandonment issues. So there are many issues that have come about as an adult because of growing up in this type of a family. And again, you can say, well, haven't all of us grown up in some type of dysfunction? And I'm going to say again, yes. However, there are different levels of severity. So I may have grown up in a family where, I don't know, mom and dad both worked. I had a nanny, so very well-to-do family, let's say. I may still have issues of growing up in a dysfunctional family. My parents were not necessarily there for me when I needed them. Will I say that's abusive? No, not necessarily. They made sure that I had a nanny or had someone there, for me. However, I still may end up with some of these traits. So, what are these traits? Now, the adult children of alcoholics has, like, if you go online and you look them up, they have what is called a laundry list. And they have 14 traits that describe an adult child of an alcoholic. So that means I'm an adult, currently adult, but I grew up in an alcoholic home or a dysfunctional home or a home where there was addiction. So one of the things that tend to happen is we become isolated and afraid of people and authority figures. And I'll say this, so often I'll meet someone for the first time and they're giving me information about themselves. And as they're sharing these things, I'm saying to myself, boy, you sound like an adult child of an alcoholic. And inevitably, there was something going on, workaholism, divorce, a father abused mother, shopping addiction, hoarding, like I had gone through a list of things. But here's the thing, okay, so if I grew up in this type of an environment, chances are we isolate and we're afraid of people and authority figures. So I don't know really what to say. I feel awkward in large groups. I don't know how to go up and introduce myself. Chances are I don't have really good self-esteem. I don't know how to negotiate social situations. And my boss scares the bejesus out of me. Especially if my boss calls me into his or her office. My initial thought is, what did I do wrong now? Okay? That is a typical trait. We become approval seekers and lost our identity in the process. Well, what does that mean? It means I need to know that I did okay. And I'm going to seek that out. I want to know, did I do good? Or what do you think? Is this outfit good? Or what do you think of the job that I did? Or how does dinner, did it come out okay? Or I need someone else to provide that approval. And the loss of our own identity in that process is because I have a really hard time saying, yeah, you know what, I look pretty good today. I like the outfit I picked out. I need someone else to validate my choice because I've lost my identity and the ability to validate my own choice. The third character trait is we become frightened by angry people and any personal criticism. Chances are when we grow up in a dysfunctional family, oftentimes there are angry people. And it's scary. I don't know what to do with anger. I don't know what to do with my anger. And chances are, I was terribly criticized as a child. Couldn't do anything right. So that when someone is critical, a boss, a girlfriend, boyfriend, a spouse, a friend, I'm extremely sensitive to that. It's very painful. And it scares me because I know it's going to be painful. Adult children of alcoholics either become alcoholics or marry an alcoholic or both. Or they find another compulsive personality such as workaholic to fill their sick abandonment needs. And I remember when I first read that, a sick abandonment need. So somehow, When you grow up in a dysfunctional family where you have been abandoned, you look for someone who's going to continue to abandon you in some way. Again, it might be an alcoholic, drug addict, workaholic, sex addict, food addict, gambler, shopaholic. There's an interesting theory that says we pick people like that because we want to fix it, because we feel guilty that we couldn't fix it, and because it's familiar. I know how to be in a relationship with another alcoholic. I know how to do that. I know how to be, and it's comfortable in its own uncomfortable way. It's familiar. The word family and familiar have the same root. So I find someone that strikes a familiar core in my psyche, and this is the person I end up being with, only to discover somewhere down the road that they're also an alcoholic or workaholic, or I'm not going to go down the list. And what ends up happening is we're abandoned all over again. Part of what that does is it validates the see, I know I'm not that good of a person. If you really loved me, or if I was really lovable, you wouldn't need to do this. That's a childhood belief system. There's a tendency to live life from the viewpoint of a victim. And so what ends up happening, we are attracted by that weakness in our love and friendship relationships. So we tend to be a victim. We end up being in relationships where we're controlled. We work for bosses that are ogres. We have friends that are very critical. We have an overdeveloped sense of responsibility, and it's easier for us to be concerned with others rather than ourselves. This enables us not to look too closely to our own faults. So I'm always focused on the other person, what their faults are, what they're not doing. I pick up the responsibility because you didn't do it, so I'll do it. I'm always working at making things safe, making things okay, picking up the pieces, making sure everyone else is okay at my own expense. Which then leads to my inability to look at myself because I'm always looking at someone else, and feelings of guilt. Because when we stand up for ourselves, rather than giving in to others, we feel really, really guilty. And that sense of guilt, because it's so uncomfortable, controls so many things that we do. Because I don't want to feel guilty, so I will give in to you, rather than taking care of ourselves. Adult children of alcoholics are addicted to excitement. Now, that doesn't mean, oh, I can't wait to go on the next roller coaster at the theme park. It is about having a roller coaster of a relationship, ups and downs. Is he with me? Is he leaving me? When is he going to call? We get in a huge argument. He hits me. I hit him. We make up. Excitement, drama, addicted to the adrenaline attached to it. It's what we saw growing up. There was always some kind of drama. Sometimes that sense of excitement and drama is one of the only things that lets us know that we're alive, because we have no sense, real sense of self. Adult children of alcoholic confuse love and pity and tend to love people that we can pity and rescue. Love and pity are very different. Oh, you poor thing. Let me take you home. Oh, you poor thing. Let me marry you. You're so misunderstood. I'll love you enough and fix you. That's not love. That's pity. That's not love. That's rescue. I'll make your life better for you. We have stuffed our feelings from our traumatic childhood and lost the ability to feel or express our own feelings because it hurts too much. So we are in denial of our own feelings. I don't really know what I feel. All I know is that I have to pity someone. I have to work at taking care of other people. I'm afraid of anger, so I don't want any anger. I don't know how to interact with people, so I'm going to isolate. I have no idea what it means to be emotionally intimate with another person. That means they have to see who I am. And if you see me, you're not going to like me. So I take all those feelings and I stuff them. And all the trauma that happens, the arguments, the poverty, maybe one, the abandonment, the violence, the belittling. You think when you come home from school and you find your mother passed out on the floor is not traumatic? Here's the thing. It's always what I saw. So it was normal. It becomes normalized. Don't all parents do that? Don't all dads get drunk at night and beat their kids? No. That's not healthy. It's traumatic. Adult children of alcoholics judge themselves harshly. Very low sense of self-esteem, if there's even self-esteem at all. So the judgment is often based in negative self-talk. It's painful. I am an adult child of an alcoholic. College degree, pulled up to AT&T, sat outside the building in my car, wanting to go in and fill out a job application, and said, why would AT&T want anything to do with me? I'm a nothing. I couldn't even go in the building to fill out an application. I had a college degree. Judge self without mercy. Very low sense of self-esteem. Adult children of alcohol, so yes, I identify, okay. Adult children of alcoholics are dependent personalities who are terrified of abandonment and will do anything to hold on to a relationship in order not to experience painful abandonment feelings, which we receive from living with sick people who were never there emotionally for us. I know this is a bad relationship for me, and I'm going to stay in it anyway. I know I'm dating a married guy, but I can't possibly leave him. I know that this woman is running around on me, but it doesn't matter. I forgive her over and over again because The whole idea of having her leave me is just terrifying. I don't know how to be alone. I don't know how to just be with myself. And not only that, I don't know who I am and I don't like who I am. Why would I want to be with somebody I don't like? I abandon myself. Alcoholism is a family disease. We become para-alcoholics, co-alcoholics, and we take on characteristics of the disease even though we may not even pick up the drink. Because we're observing. We're observing. This is what happens and this is what I do. Isn't that what you do? I may not drink, but I believe this is normal. So, I may not drink, but I may be argumentative. I may not drink, but I may have a hard time following projects through from beginning to end. I may not drink, but I don't know how to keep a promise. And we become reactors rather than actors. In other words, we react to something, we don't respond. So that is the laundry list. I'm going to take a commercial break, and I'm going to talk a little bit about the other side of that and how we can work at getting better. And again, remembering that this is not only applicable to people who grew up in alcoholic families, but many types of dysfunction. So I'm Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat, and I will be back in just a few moments.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9800. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's program. I also have my master's in counseling. I am nationally certified as a counselor and I am a licensed professional counselor. I have a small practice here in Flemington. If anyone is interested in finding out more about what I do, you can find me on the web at www.alterolcounselor.net. That's Alterol, two L's, counselor, O-R, .net. So today I'm talking about growing up in a dysfunctional alcoholic family. I listed some of the characteristics of growing up in that family that show themselves when we're adults, such as having more concern for others than for ourselves, having difficulty following a project through from the beginning to end, exhibiting black and white thinking, all or nothing, having difficulty having fun, and self-sabotage, self-judging, judging themselves without mercy, constantly seeking approval, feeling different from others, confusing love and pity and rescuing those that they think they love, feeling guilty for standing up for themselves, and being extremely loyal, which can be part of something that is a positive thing, because adult children of alcoholics and or dysfunction tend to have a strong sense of resiliency. In other words, tend to always end up on their feet somehow, even with all the dysfunction. Adult children of alcoholics can be loyal, especially when it's directed into a healthy relationship. This trait makes adult children exceptionally good friends and partners. Adult children can be very responsible, and sometimes overly responsible, sometimes under-responsible. But as an adult child works at healing, which I will talk about a little bit more, the consequence can be a very responsible adult, which can do great things for contributing to society and their own ability to succeed. Adult children of alcoholics are very intuitive. Well, this has been honed over many years of their early life watching their parents. When is this one going to be drunk? When is that one going to be negative? When is this one going to be leaving? When is always watching? What's the emotion? Checking out the face. It allows them to be empathetic. And adult children of alcoholics also tend to be very driven. So they may be a little bit over the top with perfectionism, harsh self-criticism, very accomplishment-driven, can do very well, need to learn how to ease up on that perfectionism and that sense of drive, do better self-care. So, one of the things that often happens when someone who is an adult child of dysfunction and finds that they can no longer manage their pain, that their relationships are not working, that their negativity and self-criticism is preventing them from moving forward, and they are in tremendous pain, that is often when they seek out counseling. It is a type of bottom. I'm getting a divorce. My relationship's falling apart. I can't seem to keep a job. I had expectations of what my life was going to look like, and I just can't seem to figure out why it's always a mess and why there's always chaos going on in my life. I just seem to find myself attracted to really dysfunctional people, and I've had it, and I don't know what to do or why. So we begin to talk about these characteristics. And one of the things that I say to my clients quite often is when we grow up in dysfunctional families, it's like going to school and learning the alphabet, except there are pieces missing. So So I may learn A, B, C, D, F, G, L, M, N, Q, R, Y, Z. There's enough letters there that chances are I can read, but I miss things. And I don't know how to fill in the gaps. Because the foundation, my growing up years, had things missing because of the dysfunction. I did not get everything that I needed. It's like trying to bake brownies without eggs. Oh, it becomes hard and flat. It's just not, it just doesn't work. I end up with sort of like this cracker thing. Not really chewy brownies. I need the eggs. And then I decide that there's something wrong with me because I couldn't do it right, judge myself. A lot of negative thinking. One of the things that I'm really clear about is that we do look at what you learned growing up in counseling. We look at it. What did you learn? Why did you learn that? Is it working for you? You are now an adult. It's not about blaming your parents. It's about being an adult and taking responsibility and filling in the missing pieces for yourself. I learned how to feel guilty and not stand up for myself. I had to caretake my brothers and sisters. I had to pick up the pieces. I had to be my own parent. I know how to be really responsible, but I don't know how to be playful. So a task would be learning how to be playful. A task would be noticing the negative self-talk and turning it into positive self-talk. Instead of what is wrong with me, what is right with me? Learning how to give myself compliments. Learning how to be gentle with myself. So often, adult children of alcoholics were told it doesn't matter if you're sick, you're going to school. As an adult, then I'm going to push myself. I may have the flu. I should be in bed. My boss says go home. I say no, no, no. There's the loyalty kicking in, and I'm going to feel guilty, and I'm going to be afraid that you're going to fire me, so I have got to stay and do my job. Those are all part of the adult alcohol traits. Rather than, you know what, I'm not feeling well, I need to be gentle with myself, I'm going to call my boss up, say I have the flu, I'm staying home for a couple of days. Oh, I have sick time? Really? Adult children of alcoholics will say, I never take sick time. I'm proud of it. I push myself. Boy, do I yell at myself when I make a mistake. I call myself every name in the book. I'm not gentle with myself. I demand perfectionism. I need to say it's okay to make a mistake. It's all right. I made a mistake. World didn't end. I'm a human being. People make mistakes. I begin to learn what healthy people look like. Well, healthier people, because I don't think there's somebody that's completely healthy. I think we all have issues. But I want to, and this is something that I say to people all the time. Well, all right, so you're telling me, you know, you dated a biker, you dated a guy that beat you up, you dated an alcoholic, you dated a cocaine addict, you were married to a workaholic. who had an affair on you, all of these things, and now you're single and you want to have a healthy relationship. So why don't we begin to learn what a healthy relationship is, and let's make a shopping list. Because an adult child of an alcoholic doesn't lead with their head, they lead with their heart. Oh, I fell in love. He's so dreamy. She's so gorgeous. Okay? Use your head. I need to recognize red flags. It doesn't matter that he got drunk on our first date. He's so wonderful. No, it does matter. How does he treat his family? His mother? What was his childhood like? Interview. That's what a date is about. I am going to interview you and find out who you are. Does that mean that I'm not going to have fun? No, we can have fun. We could go to the movies. We could go to the show. We could go for walks. But we're going to talk. And I want to find out who you are. And we're going to observe. I want to see how you treat other people. You don't have any friends? Really? That's a red flag. You can't keep down a job and it's everyone else's fault? I don't know. That's a red flag. Know the red flags. You've got a really great job and you're divorced and you're living in an apartment with a TV and a chaise lounge and that's it? Red flag. True story. Red flag. I have them. I have got a whole list of people that I dated years back that were covered with red flags. I needed to learn my red flags and learn what does it mean to be in a healthy relationship. If you notice for yourself that you drink too much, smoke too much, work too much, eat too much, don't eat enough, exercise too much, gamble too much, notice for yourself. Begin to journal. Write about memories from your childhood. Gee, you know what? Now that I think about it, that really doesn't make any sense. I was taught to do that, but it's actually hurtful and damaging. I'm going to stop that behavior because it doesn't work for me. I'm going to stop that negative self-talk because it doesn't work for me. I'm going to stop judging myself because it doesn't work for me. It was something I was taught, but it doesn't work. We used to have a saying, and maybe computer geeks still do, garbage in, garbage out. When I have a computer and I'm programming it and I misprogram it, it's, you know, I program my computer so that when I hit the S, I get a G. And it doesn't matter how many times I hit the S, I'm going to keep getting a G. I have to go in and reprogram. And that's basically what has to happen when you're an adult child of an alcoholic. You have to look at what happened, go in, fix the problem. Now, if I have a car that is not functioning properly, I take it in. They say, oh, we've got a manufacturer defect with the starter. And I say, oh, okay. And I take it home. And I sit there and say, look at that car in the driveway. What a piece of garbage that is. The manufacturer put in a piece that's broken and it doesn't work right. The starter doesn't work right. Piece of garbage. It's sitting there. Look at it. Now, to be a responsible adult means I say, you know what? Let's get it repaired. Let's put the piece in that works. Let's get this up and functioning and on the road. That's what recovery looks like. So, what we need to do is we have to face our problems and move forward. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that after my last little commercial break here. So I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for Counselors Chat, and I will be back in just a few moments.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselors Chat. I'm Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program, and I'm talking about adult children of alcoholics. Now, I had gone through what is called the laundry list of traits and talked a little bit about some of the things that may happen in the therapeutic process. Ultimately, there is a goal, and the goal and the healing process does lead us to a point where we stop feeling isolated, that we are not unrealistically afraid of other people, that we feel that we are on equal levels with authority figures. So in other words, my boss doesn't scare me. We don't depend on others to tell us who we are. We know who we are. We are not automatically frightened by angry people. We actually look at criticism as a means for growth rather than a threat. We don't need to recreate abandonment. We know how to be with ourselves, to be alone, and be with others, and not only alone. We learn how to have intimate relationships and stop living life from the viewpoint of a victim. And we are not attracted by victims either. We look for people who can stand up on their own too. We don't enable others. And we have the ability to look at our own shortcomings. We don't feel guilty when we stand up for ourselves. I need to know what's healthy for me. And I do this with my clients all the time. They go, well, I just want to be normal. And I said, no, you don't want to be normal. You want to be healthy. Good example. Speaking with a client. This client is not a morning person. This client is a night person. Needed to take her kids to some kind of tournament. Would have to get up at 5 in the morning to get there at 8 o'clock. Said, you know what? I'm going to go get a hotel room. Because I'm torturing myself when I get up that early. That's self-care. That's good for you. Standing up for yourself, saying, wait a minute, this isn't working for me. This is not appropriate. Having the ability to avoid emotional, intoxicated relationships, all that excitement, all that chaos, can choose relationships that are workable rather than always feeling upset and angry and frustrated and hurt, all that excitement. Learning how to distinguish love from pity and stop rescuing people, thinking that you're doing that out of love. As we heal, we come out of denial that our childhood was traumatic. Use this example. If I grew up in a household with funhouse mirrors and that's all I've ever seen, I'm going to always think of myself with a little head and big feet. That's normal. It's what I always saw. Until someone shows me a healthy mirror. And I have to get used to that. And realize that was abuse. This is not abuse. That was trauma. And I can express my feelings now about it. I'm going to stop judging myself, condemning myself, and discover that I have abilities and a great sense of self-worth. Adult children of alcoholics, as they heal, become more independent and are no longer terrified of abandonment. They can be responsible for themselves and be in relationship with other healthy people and not dependent on people for their emotional well-being. They recognize if they themselves are struggling with addiction that they get help for it and work at living lives of being healthy and learn how to respond like our first responders, well-trained, what to do in a time of crisis rather than reactors running around with their hair on fire. The good news is that healing is possible for adult children. So I hope this was useful, and I will be back next week with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll and wish you good mental health.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
People both in Tennessee and Arizona supported this president, and I don't think that the numbers are in the favor of either of those two senators in their states.
White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders talking about Tennessee Senator Bob Corker and Arizona Senator Jeff Flake. Two senators who've announced they're not going to run for re-election have been attacking the president. Sanders pointing out both of the men having very poor polling numbers in their home states. Senator Flake continued his attacks today on President Trump on the Today Show.
Impeachment, high crimes and misdemeanors, I don't think that that applies, nor do I think that Article 25 that's been talked about for the cabinet to force the president out, I don't think that that is the right way to go. But I do think that elected officials have a responsibility to stand up.
House Speaker Paul Ryan announcing today he plans to include a solution for DACA in an end-of-year spending bill. USA Radio News.
Listen to what Jeff says about Andro 400.
This product is
so much better than even some of the advertisements. This changed every aspect of my life. That was a 40 waist, and with the Andro 400, I'm down to a 36. I'm 54 years old, and people have said to me that I look better than I ever have, and that I look like I'm in my early 40s. Hands down, I'm in the best shape of my life, and I'm telling you, it's the Andro. People immediately notice the burst of energy, my skin, my energy, plus the weight loss, the toning of the body, and the increased strength and endurance that I have in the gym. Where I was and where I am now, night and day. And Andro 400 has made the difference. My customers, my friends, my family, everybody's noticing the difference.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and